Hello, Saints. So today I want to talk about a topic, lust. And I want to start in 1 Peter 4, verse 3. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. That word lust, epithumeia, it means a longing, concupiscence, desire, lust, a craving, a desire. So while the world tells man to follow their heart and indulge in whatever longing their flesh may have, the scriptures tell us the exact opposite. In order to please God, the evil flesh shouldn't be regarded at all, even going as far as cutting off any provision for it. Romans 8:8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Romans 13:14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lusts thereof. Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. When a craving comes to mind, the action taken by a wise man is controlling that desire, proving it, to see if it be glorifying to God or not. 2 Corinthians 10, 5-6. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. We can only do this by the power of God and His Spirit, convicting us, bringing His words into remembrance to successfully bring down such strongholds. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Since Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him, bringing his words into remembrance keeps us on the narrow path, avoiding the snares of our flesh, the world, and Satan's kingdom. John 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Proverbs 14:27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. A man is capable of quenching this prompting of the Spirit to his own hurt, following after his own heart. But my admonition, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh that lead to destruction. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Quench not the Spirit. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So that was my short study on lust. I like that definition, a longing, a desire, a craving. In this sexually perverse society, we often think of lust as just the sexual things. But it could mean lusting after money, desiring money, craving power and prestige, craving popularity, craving a proud look, fashion, perhaps things you don't have, materialism. It could be a lot of different things. Make sure you test yourself. Make sure you're not lusting after anything you can't have. The Lord has not given you. It is a sin. It's covetousness. You're desiring things you don't have. And it's really important to not quench the Spirit in this matter, as I went over. The Spirit prompts you. He says you shouldn't be doing that, looking for that, lusting after that, craving that, longing for that. You should be following after me in spirit and truth. And it's important not to quench that, because if you quench that, he'll stop doing it. You've extinguished it. And that leaves you in a very, very bad spot. So I hope this blessed you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.